Today, the State Department of Health Services has reported 174 new cases of COVID-19 in our state. Arizona has now confirmed 201,835 cases this year. No new deaths are being reported today. In fact, DHS removed one death from the total, which now stands at 5,029 Arizonans lost to the pandemic. The negative number today is an effort to remove duplicate death data.
Maricopa County, among others, has reached moderate transmission status in this pandemic, a label that generally allows more businesses to reopen with certain precautions in place.
Last week, Dr. Kara Chris, director of the State Department of Health Services, told us daily new cases are on the decline, but the moderate label is not an all clear to cram your 50 closest friends into your favorite little bar. Businesses have to attest to limiting patrons and ensuring their visitors are following public health guidelines. Chris said owners were eager to do so.
A lot of them were more than happy to establish a lower occupancy and much more strict requirements in order to be able to operate. And I think they see that they know what happened back in June, and they're trying to prevent that from happening again and resulting in another shutdown.
And if they don't,
people can go and file a complaint about a business that is not, maintaining these requirements.
Joining us now to talk about what's next for businesses and some of the concessions they've made to reopen is Todd Sanders. He is president and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Hi there, Todd.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. So Dr. Chris said businesses were more than happy to limit occupancy and enforce other mitigation practices. Have you heard from your members that happiness is the word you'd use to describe what they're doing?
Well, I think happiness is the idea is that they're happy they can open up again. It's been certainly a long time that we were in a tough place with the numbers. But as we just talked about, those numbers are really trending down the right way. So I think they're definitely happy to be able to open up again, even in a limited manner.
What does that mean for, especially for bars and restaurants? We heard about a couple over the weekend that had their licenses suspended. Is it easier to do in some types of businesses than others?
Well, clearly, where you have a lot of interaction and among people, it's definitely a lot harder to do in some of these businesses like gyms and bars and restaurants. And so certainly those businesses are doing a lot more and taking a lot more precautions in order to stay open and do it in a safe way.
Todd, there have been concerns, lawsuits from some business owners that the state sort of unfairly targeted certain kinds of businesses, bars, gyms, et cetera. Like, restaurants could be open, bars were closed, though. What have you thought of the way the state has approached these closures? Do you think there's anything to that argument?
Well, as far as where we are today, if you look at the information that was sent out by the Department of Health Services, I think it sets out a very clear process for how things are going to open and what metrics they're going to use. So going forward, I think there's a lot of certainty. I think in the beginning, there was some uncertainty. Certainly gyms had done a lot to prepare to open, and then they were open for just a few days before they were shut down again. So I definitely felt for those folks. I think that the gyms were trying to do the right thing. But at the end of the day, we have to try and err on the side of caution. It's clear that if we can keep these numbers down, we can all open up again, we can get the economy going again, and we can start to live a quasi-normal life, at least for the time being, until we have a vaccine.
What are you hearing from your members about the way that violations are being reported or alleged in terms of customers being able to do it? It sounds like, based on what Dr. Chris told us last week, that there might be some, sort of random surprise inspections as well. Are your members okay with the way this looks like it's going to be going?
Well, I haven't heard a lot yet, given that this is so new. I will say that where you have detectives, for instance, from the Department of Liquor coming in and checking something out and have evidence there's something going on that's not in alignment with the requirements, the attestation, I don't think there's a problem there. There's certainly, I think, some concerns that there's not going to be enough due process if someone just makes an anonymous tip. What is it? What is the threshold for shutting someone down? But I think, by and large, companies and businesses in Arizona want to do this safely. And if somebody is being a bad actor and flagrantly violating the rules and the attestation, then they shouldn't be open.
Does this seem like the kind of thing where businesses might be looking to sort of police themselves, and they might be willing to turn in somebody, among their ranks who's not doing the right thing in an effort to keep as many of them open as possible?
you know, I think business right now, businesses are doing everything they can to keep themselves open. So I don't know that there's necessarily going to be a lot of that. I think the big focus is making sure that they're doing everything they can to keep people safe and to keep their doors open.
Todd, as we mentioned earlier, several bars were forced to shut down, already had their liquor licenses removed over the weekend. Is this something that surprises you? Do you think it was a pretty understandable number, or do you think we're going to see a lot more?
Well, I think it's unfortunate, and it's tough because we know that management can make a decision, and there are people that that have jobs that are associated with these companies. So, what I want to see going forward is no closures, where we're moving forward in a way that keeps people safe, and we don't have to have headlines that we're talking about businesses closing their doors.
Todd, based on how some businesses have had to adapt over the course of the pandemic in terms of offering curbside services and, you know, allowing only certain numbers of people in at a given time, do you see these as permanent changes? Like, do you think some of the things that people have become, customers have become accustomed to over the last several months, are things that businesses are going to be looking to continue with?
Well, it's an interesting question. And certainly, you know, I think that you're going to see some changes to business models that are, at the end of the day, when we're out of this, going to provide more opportunity for businesses where people are used to, for instance, having things delivered or picking things up in a much more convenient way. It's certainly things we've heard from our members that they're looking at continuing to do as long as there's a demand. So there could be a nice silver lining in that beyond COVID-19.
All right. That is Todd Sanders, president and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Todd, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.